Interworld by Neil Gaiman and Michael Reeves. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227. Part 1. Chapter 1. Once, I got lost in my own house. I guess it wasn't quite as bad as it sounds. We had just built a new annex, added a hallway and a bedroom for the squid, aka Kevin, my really little brother. But still, the carpenters had left and the dust had settled over a month ago. Mom had just sounded the dinner call, and I was on my way downstairs. I took a wrong turn on the second floor and found myself in a room wallpapered with clouds and bunnies. I realized I'd turned right instead of left, so I promptly made the same mistake again and blundered into the closet. By the time I got downstairs, Jenny and Dad were already there, and Mom was giving me the look. I knew trying to explain would sound lame, so I just clammed up and dug into my mac and cheese. But you see the problem. I don't have what my Aunt Maud used to call a bump of direction. If anything, I've got a hollow where the bump should be. Forget knowing north from south or east from west. I have a hard enough time telling right from left. Which is all pretty ironic, considering how things turned out. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay. I'm going to write this like Mr. Dimas taught us. He said it doesn't matter where you start, as long as you start somewhere. So I'm going to start with him. It was the end of the October term of my sophomore year, and everything was pretty normal, except for social studies, which was no big surprise. Mr. Dimas, who taught the class, had a reputation for unconventional teaching methods. For midterms, he had blindfolded us, then had us each stick a pin in a map of the world, and we got to write essays on words.